It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by the Cabins at Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information about hunting, fishing, and high adventure. It's KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It's a pleasure to have you with us on what turns out to be a beautiful weather weekend. And as kids are getting ready for back to school next week, I hope that you've got plans to get everybody out in the outdoors and enjoy one final weekend here before you get back to the grind. Of course, moms and dads out there probably looking forward to that after a long summer. I'm Tim Hughes. It's nice to have you, along with Russ Smith from Sky Call.
Well, good morning.
You've been a busy boy this week?
Every week's been busy this summer, you bet.
I'm sure. And I think everybody's travel or their adventure schedule got squeezed a little bit because of the weather at the beginning, which probably really pushes you toward the end of the summer.
You know, actually, July was a little low because of that, but it's stretching out. People are happy to see school start again so they can go travel.
Yeah, I saw somebody this week, a mother who posted photos of her on Main Street at Disneyland after dropping the kids off at school.
That's good.
Which I thought was perfect.
Yeah.
Navidovskis, who is also back to school himself this week.
Yep, I have kids Monday morning.
What are you doing exactly at the beginning? Are you setting lesson plans already? Or?
Yeah, I pretty much let them know. I get to know the kids and basically tell them that this is going to be tough, but they're going to love it.
Yeah, but I mean in the week before they arrive.
Oh, man, I got room stuff. I have to put everything online now, all my disclosures, and I have to sign all these documents that I took all these tutorials about, I don't know, child abuse and all this stuff. We have a lot of stuff to do, more than decorating my room.
All the things that parents never think about,
right?
You know, these teachers are going through.
So, and there's no air conditioning, I might add, by state policy.
It doesn't start officially until the kids show up?
Or no, what? It never. 1952, they said no air conditioning in schools. We still don't have it.
Wow.
It's a sweaty day every day.
And next week is going to be even hotter. So
I know.
Kids,
it's terrible.
We were mentioning on Utah's Morning News that the kids need to bring extra water and probably some cool clothing.
When the kids have an answer, I ask a question. If the hands go up, I squirt them with my squirt gun, and they want to be squirted, so they all ask questions.
Can you get away with that these days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, call on me. They raise their hand and spray.
Filtered water, though.
Yeah. Probably bad news when the kids show up with super soakers on the other side, however. All right, let's get Yusuke into the conversation.
Yusuke Yamanaka.
I was going to set up the show, but as long as we have him on the phone, I want to make sure we connect with the nickname Samurai Eddie.
There he is.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey. Good. How are you?
Good. He checked in with us last week. He's in the middle of this effort to go from where to where. Remind him, everybody, Yusuke.
Last time I was in Whitefish, and now, the whole trip, you mean?
Yeah, the whole trip.
Oh, okay. I'm cycling from Alaska to Argentina.
You estimated last week this would be a 2-year adventure for you, which everybody, I think, was taken aback a little bit, but it sounds like a great life experience. But tell everybody how you got from Whitefish, Montana, to Dillon, Montana. I'm familiar with Dillon quite a bit.
Me too.
Yeah. I passed through Flathead Lake, and I was in Missouri, Hamilton. It took, 5-6 days.
But, I mean, you're not coming straight down, like, I-15, right? How are you getting there?
No. I can't remember the route name, actually. I took a 93. You know that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Highway 93.
Yep. Goes down to Missouri.
Did you happen to ride through an area called, or a little town called Wisdom? Does that ring a bell to you?
Yeah, I passed through.
He went down, the Big Hole River?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And now you're on the Beaverhead River. And by the way, those are good fishing spots, both.
Oh, really? fishing.
Yeah, guys. Really good fishing.
My fishing shop.
Mickey fishes that river where you are right now in Dillon all the time. By the way, too bad. He listened to your show last week. He's in Sri Lanka now. So you're going to be here, and he's going to be in Sri Lanka.
I want to go to Sri Lanka.
Well, hey, you're in Dillon.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay, here I am on a quote-unquote adventure in Dillon, Montana, while Mickey's in Sri Lanka. What's wrong with this picture? Mickey's got the curse of being an Avidoscus, which means he has this urge to, you know, go to exotic places all the time. But we're most curious about you today. Maybe we'll get Mickey to check in from Sri Lanka at some point. How tough of a haul was it? Did you have to go up over Lost Trail Pass then to get up there?
I don't know.
Did you go through Hamilton? Let me ask you that.
I took a Hamilton. I passed through Hamilton.
You had to come over Lost Trail Pass, so you had quite a climb there.
Yeah, they're a pretty big climb. It was big, yeah.
Yeah.
Deep and long, but I made it.
Yeah, Russ and I actually found snow at the top of that pass on our motorcycles, which was a little sketchy. Because my brother lives in Missoula, Montana, so I know that area quite well, and we always look for the back roads on the motorcycles.
Okay.
So, any surprises or adventures along the way this week?
Yeah, I got a day off today, so I'm going to stay in Dillon because there's a nice spot. A little cabin for cyclists. I can stay there for free.
Oh.
I don't know why. Someone created last year. It's a non-profit organization. And, I can stay here for free. So I decided to have a day off today.
Okay, so tomorrow, what route you taking? Yeah. South now. From there, you're going to go down I-15? And when will you arrive here in the Wasatch Front?
I'll take Highway 41, and I'll go to Yellowstone. I'll pass by Virginia City.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
And Nevada City?
Yeah. I think so, right there. Yeah.
You're going to go by the Ruby River and then the Madison River.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't checked yet, but probably around there.
Russ and I are going to be up there in a couple of weeks, and you'll pass right by Parade Rest Ranch and into West Yellowstone before you get into Yellowstone itself on that road. It's really a nice drive.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Plenty of shoulder, I think, on those roads.
Pretty country. Really beautiful.
Nice. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. And maybe I should see if I can connect him with Clyde up there. Maybe we could get him a stay at Parade Rest or something along the way. I don't know how much of a trip you plan on making in a given day, but we might be able to help you find a place to lay down.
Or Three Bears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'll make a note of your number. What's the next full week look like for you?
A whole week. I'll go Virginia City tomorrow, and day after I'll probably be around West Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And I will camp in Yellowstone National Park for a couple of days, and probably I just go down south after Yellowstone, then I will go Salt Lake City.
If he goes south out of the park, he'll go through Jackson.
Jackson Hole would be gorgeous.
Yeah, and then he's into Wyoming and then over to Salt Lake City.
Yeah. That's my plan.
That'll spoil you for scenery early in your ride. But I got to tell you, just in terms of asking you questions about what you're going to do in the next week, to hear you say, I don't know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I might end up there. I might go there. I'm jealous of that because my days are planned, buddy, almost every day. But anyway, thanks for checking in with us. We're going to keep close tabs on you along the way. And as you mentioned, this is a long-term project for you, nothing short-term about it.
Did you have a chance to hear your voice on the radio last week?
Yeah, I heard that. kind of weird for me because I was in a radio show.
Yeah. Well, you're there again, and we'll look forward. We'll look forward to getting more updates from you throughout your ride. I don't know that it'll be a weekly thing, but we'll look forward to hearing how you're doing along the way.
Okay.
All right.
Be safe, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We'll just call him Samurai Eddie because it's hard. It's Yusuke.
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 Yusuke Yamanaka.
All right. Let me give a quick update of what's coming on the show today. We'll have news of the week coming up here in just a minute. In the next half hour, I guess we're checking in with your brother?
Yeah, Matt Smith.
And where's Matt?
He's been all over the parks. He lives in Rexburg, so they went north through West Yellowstone and into the parks.
Is he also on a bicycle?
They're on bicycles. He and his wife both are on bicycles.
Right. Nice. There's a common theme here.
They've been up to Glacier so far, and I really don't know where he's at this point.
Oh. All right. We'll look forward to that. We'll also have Fish Bites, obviously, with Navi. We do want to follow up with Faith Jolly. She told me she had some new developments in that bear attack down around Moab.
Oh.
So we'll do that. Bob Grove will join us. Fresh back from his experience up on the Tusher Mountains. Brian Brown will join us from Snowbird because Oktoberfest begins this weekend.
Yes, it does.
And they've got some new fun for people that want to get up there. They're actually going to use the powder birds, the helicopters, to do scenic tours.
Oh, wow.
During Oktoberfest. So we'll have that conversation as well. But a lot to do over the next 2 hours. Make sure you stay with us. And thanks so much for waking up with us for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. Your news of the week is coming up next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, time for a quick look at news of the week. Before we get to too much, though, I found quite a few videos that really caught my eye that I always try and share on our Facebook page, and I want to make people aware of. One of them was a video of turkeys leading their little ones.
Like this video thing you got here for us, Tim. Yeah. This is nice.
So you can see, you know, somebody was shooting video. This might even have been the DWR that was sending us along. If you had any questions about how the population of turkeys was doing in the state
not
of
a
Utah,
problem.
Look at that.
Those youngins are moving around.
Yeah. Here's your quiz of the day, though. What do you call baby turkeys? Anybody?
Turklets.
No, I used to know this.
I didn't know it till I saw the video.
You would just call them chicks, huh?
Chicks is actually one of them, but there's another one that I was unfamiliar with.
Go.
Poults.
Poults.
Oh, I had never heard of them. P-O-U-L-T-S.
Oh, okay.
So
poultry.
There's a picture of some hens walking their poults. Across the street.
I don't think the hens call them poults, though. They have names for them.
They probably do.
Charlie, Susan, and
I want to.
You know.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this video right here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What you're watching, there's a couple of bleeps here, I think.
Holy
yeah, right there. Kayakers were on a tour of Picture Rocks National Lakeshore in northern Michigan when the whole side of the canyon they were in, it looks a lot like Lake Powell almost, just gave in. And luckily, they weren't right below it.
Oh, yeah. That's
fantastic.
Even that wave that's coming right now is going to be severe.
The what?
The wave.
Oh, yeah.
That's how those waves get
almost
created.
Almost like a tsunami situation. Yeah. They worry about that.
That's the way nature works. I mean, it's gorgeous.
It's called gravity.
You know? Yeah. Gravity and water.
32 feet per second per second.
We love looking at canyons, you know, but forget about the fact that they were carved out by these kinds of movements throughout generations.
Oh, the wolf in Banff.
Yeah, you saw that story.
Yeah.
They actually closed down parts of Banff. And we're going to talk about the bear attack we had down around Moab, but this one, really frightening.
That is.
When you see that they closed down Banff because a... wolf got into somebody's tent in the middle of the night and started dragging a guy out.
Yeah.
Now, this gets your attention right off the bat, and it's sort of red meat, sorry to put it that way, but red meat for wolf haters here that are concerned about the population. I want to read just a little bit of the blog from the mother,
right,
who was in that tent with her husband and their two children. She says, "This is a hard thing to post since I haven't fully comprehended that it happened yet. Last night, while sleeping in our tent in Banff, we were attacked by a wolf." She says it was like something out of a horror movie. Matt, her husband, literally threw his body in front of me and the boys and fought the wolf as it ripped apart our tent and his arms and hands. We were screaming for help as he was fighting it and trying to save us for what felt like an eternity, and it was probably a couple of minutes. I laid my body on top of my kids, and Matt pinned the wolf to the ground and held open its jaw with his hands while the wolf started to drag Matt away. While I was pulling on his legs trying to get him back, I cannot and don't think I'll ever be able to properly describe the terror.
But neighbor guy came over and threw rocks at
it. It was a guy in a neighboring tent who heard something going on, and his name is Russ, and these guys will forever be tied together as
for
friends.
Sure. Yeah.
But she calls Russ her guardian angel, heard our screams, came over to our tent, kicked the wolf, and finally let go of Matt. They had to continue to throw huge rocks at the wolf while we ran as fast as we could to Russ's minivan for safety.
Mm.
Holy cow.
Right.
You don't hear stories like this ever.
Have you ever tried to separate two dogs that are intent on killing each other?
Oh, yeah.
Smack them with a shovel, it doesn't matter.
No, I know.
It's hard to do.
Well, you got bit one time trying to get your dog separated in the backyard, if I remember.
No, actually, it was my wife got bit.
Yeah.
We had to isolate the dog for a couple of weeks.
But my first concern was these guys don't travel alone. Can you imagine if there was more than one of them?
Well, they found him. He was a lone wolf, as they say. And
he was
dispatched, yes.
But, man, that story, among all the things that happened this week, just really caught
my
attention.
Could be rabies stuff, or who knows.
Yeah. And then this story, I love it, and we'll wrap up with this one in our news of the week. A story of 89-year-old Joyride. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Her grandson was telling her that he had a special trip planned, he was planning to go to the Appalachian Trail. And she was lamenting at 89 that she never did anything like that in her life. And her husband passed away about 20 years earlier. So this grandson said, "You know what, Grandma?
Yeah.
I'm going to take you to every national park in the country."
That's a great story.
And they started out on the road. And you can see the little slideshow presentation on our Facebook page. The goal for her was to get to all 61 state parks before she turns 90. So they've got a big job ahead of them. But they've actually started a GoFundMe site now for Joy Ryan to make sure that she gets this experience to travel to all the national parks.
That's a GoFundMe
awesome.
I throw money at.
Isn't that great stuff?
Yeah.
So if you want to, you can check that out on our website. I think there's a link connected to that video that you can follow for you anyway. Just some great news of the week. When we come back, I guess we've got another ride adventure on bicycles. This time, somebody in the family.
That's right. My brother Matt's out. And his wife, Jane, are cruising through the national parks up in Montana.
So it dovetails with our earlier conversation on bikes and national parks.
I say cruising like there's no effort involved.
We'll do that when we come back.